Listening 156. Listen and read. Code: The Language of the Future.
Yasmin Park, student. When I was younger, I wanted my computer to tell me the answer to 8 plus 17. So I typed on my keyboard, "What is 8 plus 17?" But the computer didn't tell me the answer. That's because the computer didn't speak my language. If you text a friend with your phone, you use the computer inside the phone. If you turn on the dishwasher, you use the computer inside it. If a screen in a car tells you that the car needs gas, the screen gets that information from a computer. Computers need instructions to do these things. To give computers instructions, we have to use code. Code is written in special programming languages that computers can understand. That's why my computer didn't understand my math question in English. There are a lot of different types of programming languages, like Java, Python, Ruby, and C++. This type of programming language uses blocks of code. This is the game. These blocks of code tell the computer what to do in the game. This block tells the computer what the frog should do when somebody clicks on the red icon. This is a different type of programming language. This language doesn't use blocks. It uses symbols, numbers, and words. This is the code. This is what is shown on the computer screen. Using code isn't only about writing instructions for computers. You can use code for many other things, like making games, pictures, or even your own apps. I'm learning computer science in college this year. I've already learned how to use code, and right now I'm working on a group project to make a computer game. We've already made some characters and written the instructions for the game. It's so much fun. I hope that learning code will help me to speak the language of the future.